The government's housing plans should include supports to allow older people to continue living in their homes. That's the view of the majority of adults surveyed by Red Sea for Sage Advocacy, which speaks up on behalf of older people. It found that over 90% of people want better support to keep older people living at home, while just 8% would choose to live in a nursing home. Mark Mellett is chairperson of Sage Advocacy and is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's not a major surprise, is it, that the majority of people would like better supports to keep older people living in their own homes, considering the population is getting older. But what are the supports that are actually required to do that?
I think there's a need for greater community-based care for older people. I think the overwhelming evidence coming from the Red Sea poll is that people want to grow old in their place, in their neighbourhood. The determinant of well-being is social contact with your family, friends and neighbours. And unfortunately, I think in terms of our own care package, it's more and more overwhelmingly focused on the provision of congregated settings in nursing homes, whereas there is a need for greater care in the home. And that care can be in the form of support at the home, in the house itself. And that's what the survey has shown. 9 in 10 people would like to get old in their own home. And the state should support that with necessary supports.
And how do those supports then fit in with what the government has actually planned in its housing plans?
Well, unfortunately, in the building community's housing plan, there's only one page really dedicated to the care of older people, and that's out of over 108 pages. So, and people over 60 in this country represent about 20% of the population, and it is really not adequately addressed. There are commitments to look at it, but not to address it in the need that needs to be done today, here and now. And my own sense of this, and I've spoken about it before, we need a new type of social innovation model where we bring the community to bear in the context of looking after older people. I've used the phrase a GAA for care. So just imagine if, let's say, a community, the third leg of the stool between government and the private sector, was brought to bear, and the government focused on trying to have greater community-based care for older people, so people can get older in the place where they've grown up or where they currently live, with their family, with their friends, and that we design a continuum of care whereby the default position is to try and give the supports to somebody to stay in their own home as they get older. And if there's a need for further on, that there is then age-friendly housing as part of a continuum, ultimately leading to nursing home and congregated settings if that's required.
And you highlight the Mayo Social Initiative as an example of community groups coming together to help make the lives of older people in their communities better. Tell us about that. What's happening there?
That's really trying to get wrap around rather than send around. That we actually try and look at a system or a continuum. And one of the parts of that Mayo Social Initiative is looking at the likes of St. Brendan's and Mulroney. And there are other initiatives throughout the country where the community have come together and started providing semblance of that continuum of care. And what we want to try through the Mayo Social is to do that demonstrator so we can show that with the HSE, with the local authority and with private enterprise, we can create that wraparound so that people can get old in their area, in the place that they know where their family and friends are, and the supports are there. Primarily focused on the overwhelming return from this survey, that is 9 in 10 people would like to get old in their own home.
And very few people, just 8% in your survey, would choose to live in a nursing home. Even fewer again, just 2% would like to live in a larger nursing home. Why is that? What are their concerns?
Well, I think that it's actually an unnatural setting, and this is the evidence from everything such as the Tilda study in Trinity, and I think in other jurisdictions. There's an overwhelming amount of evidence whereby you have intergenerational settings. That's where people thrive. And so trying to take people and put them into a false setting where they're anonymized very often, and often in settings which are really too large for any kind of social interaction, that's negative. It's contrarian to well-being. So I, if we look at places like Denmark and the Netherlands, they've got the balance right. They focus on the care in the home setting. And the supports are being given there. It's beyond, often it's beyond just family members. There has to be a setting and support from government as well. So I think what we need to is recalibrate that continuum of care, trying to support people so they can get old in their own home, okay. Get old in the place where they live at present, where they have family, where they have friends, where they have social networks. And that's the design. And I'll make one final point. Like I support Meals on Wheels, but wouldn't it be wonderful if you had a system within the community where people are brought together for their meal at the middle of a day and brought home again in transport, rather than having meals delivered to them in isolation? These are the types of initiative that Mayo Social is looking at.
All right. Mark, thank you very much for bringing us that. That's Mark Mellor, chairperson of Sage Advocacy. It is 7:30 and Kate Carlin has the news headlines.